This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Brian Fernandez. China's National Party Congress just ended after a two-week session, setting the direction for the world's second largest economy. What are the key developments there and how will this impact global markets? On the line is Huang Jinhao, Senior Portfolio Manager at Affin Hwang Asset Management. Brian, you speak to him.
Good morning, Jinhao. What are the key takeaways from China's National Party Congress?
The key takeaway is the growth target was aimed at 6.5% for 2018. This indicates a slowdown in growth. The budget deficit was also tightened to 2.6%, indicating that deleveraging will continue and supply-side reforms will continue with capacity closures in steel and coal industries. Efforts to improve corporate profits and provide tax cuts for corporates, SMEs and consumers were also given, amounting to maybe 1 trillion, which is approximately 1% of GDP. Some constitutional amendments, I think that's probably the most important, were done to revoke the two-term limit and to recognize the leadership of the party. And that's probably the biggest impact of the Congress and carries the most long-term implications.
Now, Junhao, given that President Xi Jinping has tightened his grip on power, what is your view on the appointment of his key allies, Vice President Wang Qishang, Yi Gang as head of the People's Bank of China, as well as Vice Premier and Chief Economic Advisor Liu He?
I think notably, Wang Qishan is the ex-head of the anti-corruption agency and very trusted by Xi Jinping. So he's expected to play a major role in foreign affairs as the vice president. He has the authority to make decisions on Xi's behalf. From what I understand, he's very reform-minded. And given that he has the trust of Xi Jinping, that should be a good fit for him. For Yi Gang, he was appointed to PBOC governor. He has a good background in economics from Illinois University, I believe. A former director of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange. So it's expected that he will continue efforts to liberalize the exchange rate. Liu He is expected to hit the recently created Financial Stability and Development Commission, and he will be overseeing policy coordination between the central bank and the banking and securities regulators. I think this is a very good role for him given his economics background. I believe he has a master's from Harvard. He's also got experience being the vice chairman of the NDRC, and he led the Chinese delegation in Davos and gave a keynote address there this year. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty good fit.
Now, what's your outlook for China? Do you expect growth to moderate moving forward, especially given the focus on deleveraging?
Okay. Last year, it was a recovery year for certain overcapacity industries in China due to supply-side reforms. And thus, we had growth coming in at a higher than expected level. But this year, we should expect that other sectors of the economy will start to benefit, especially the finance and consumption-oriented sectors. So even though the growth target may be lower than what was achieved last year, there are pockets of growth which we can take advantage of. And we see the main focus of deleveraging, mainly coming in on the wealth management products and on off-balance sheet government debt. What we should expect is that going forward, the growth will be more consumption-driven and Beijing will then have to keep an eye on the consumer debt and ensuring that there are responsible consumer lending practices.
Junhao, you mentioned pockets of growth. Could you give us some insights into where you see opportunities?
Yeah, we see opportunities in the finance side, mostly because the first driver of growth was the recovery of the overcapacity industries, and therefore the second leg will be reflected in the bank's balance sheets, improving NPLs, improving repayment, and given that the off-balance sheet products are being taken onto balance sheets, We should expect strong growth on the key big four banks in China, and we should expect that results will be very strong for these banks going forward.
Thanks for your insight, Junhao. That was Huang Junhao, Senior Portfolio Manager at Affin Huang Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.